Though many details remain to be clarified, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Springfield is currently conducting an investigation into possible criminal activity surrounding Lee's Laliberty Toy Fund, originally created in 1958 by late Lee police officer Edward Laliberty. The fund provides toys to needy children around the holidays. The Berkshire Eagle reports that earlier this week, the U.S. attorney requested copies of printed updates of the toy fund in the newspaper between October of 2007 and January of 2012. Kevin Moran, managing editor at the Berkshire Eagle and author of Wednesday's article, wrote that the request by the U.S. attorney's office is the official confirmation of a criminal investigation surrounding the Laliberty Toy Fund. Moran spoke with WAMC.
U.S. Attorney's Office is very tight-lipped about ongoing criminal investigations. They don't want, to sort of give up information that could somehow compromise their investigation whatsoever. That being said, when the request was made of the Berkshire Eagle to provide copies of these toy fund listings, which we have published as a community service for the Laliberty Toy Fund, we learned at that point that the toy fund itself was part of what the U.S. Attorney's Office described as a criminal investigation involving the toy fund.
Last November, the FBI searched the Lee Police Department but has not disclosed the purpose of that investigation. The FBI also reportedly searched the home of Police Chief Joseph Buffus, longtime manager of the Laliberty Toy Fund. In December, Buffus told the Eagle that the fund was under reorganization. Buffus no longer runs the fund, but refused to comment after a request by the Berkshire Eagle about the U.S. Attorney's request for the published toy fund updates. No criminal charges have been filed against Buffus or any other members of the Lee Police Department. But 11 officers of the department have gone on record stating that they were not involved or were subject of the investigation by the FBI or state police with the Berkshire District Attorney's Office last November. Kevin Moran said that while no charges have been filed, no conclusions can be made, but questions are being raised.
Given those circumstances and given that the man who ran the toy fund is Chief Joe Buffus of the Lee Police Department, and the fact that he has retained an attorney subsequent to a search of his police department and apparently of his own home, and the fact that all the rest of the members of the police department have gone on record to say that they are not subjects of an investigation certainly seems to point to something involving that toy fund, and him being the manager certainly raises some questions. But obviously it's been difficult to pinpoint what exactly is going on.
The Berkshire Eagle has no financial or managerial connection to the Laliberty Toy Fund. Meanwhile, the select board of the Berkshire town of Egremont has recently hired Plymouth-based Pomeroy Resources, Inc. to conduct a review of its police department. The decision by the select board to hire Pomeroy Resources comes after the recent suspension of Police Chief Rena Bucknell. Bruce Turner, chair of the Egremont Select Board, says that the town hired the agency to conduct a review in a way that's fair to all members of the police department.
We're trying to do this as open and above board and fair as we can.
Turner explained that the decision was made to place Bucknell on administrative leave by the Select Board after the town's unionized officers complained of a hostile work environment at the department. A message was left for Chief Bucknell at her academic department at Berkshire Community College, where she oversees a criminal justice degree program, but was not returned. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.